Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to the I and Us on Joy 94.9 with your intersex hosts, Paul and Little Jace. A fun, uplifting and informative show about the intersex community by the intersex community for all of us.
And you are with Paul and Little Jace for the I in Us on Joy 94.9. And we have Susanna, Rick and Leo with us. Leo, I just heard during that little break that we had that you are part of the scouting movement and I am as well.
Ooh, okay.
I was a Queen Scout. I'm wondering now, Do you think that I'm supposed to be a King Scout now because we have a king?
No, because that was in the past.
That's a good point. I've got a special woggle and all, but I've lost it. I don't know where it is.
No.
I think my dog may have taken off with it at some stage. Tell us, what was your experience with the scouting movement?
Very, very good. I had a lot of fun in scouts, in rovers, and now, in scouts, in ventures, and now in rovers. I wasn't the type to do badges because I was just there mainly for making new friends and going on fun experiences. That's about it.
I absolutely enjoy. I unfortunately have been given the boot from Rovers now because I'm way too old to be involved. Yeah. And you'll experience that one day as well.
When I turn 25, yes.
It's one of the most heartbreaking experiences
of
your life.
Do they have a Masters? Like, I remember my younger brother went and won a gold medal playing hockey against Germany in the Masters Games, and my father played squash in the Masters Games. Is there a Masters League for Rovers and Scouts and those that have been pushed out by their age, or a way that, you know, I had to use the term old boys, but it's the term they used to use, you know?
No, I don't think we did. I think we just had a camp and they said, hey, there's something secret. See, we're not really supposed to talk about it. You don't actually talk about what actually happens at a boot, but you can say you were booted, so, you know.
I booted myself. I lasted 2 weeks at Scouts. It was too competitive. I just hated anything competitive. And they even made learning how to put a sling on in first aid training competitive, and I was out of there very, very quickly.
I think you're in the wrong Scout unit. I wanted to just go back to what Leo said before, that he doesn't remember a sort of a big reveal moment, and that growing up was just, you said it was just kind of normal for you, which is actually really nice to hear, because that's if we had a parenting philosophy, I would say that's it, is that everything is normal and the person you are is normal. And, so that's nice that it worked. That's what we were looking for.
I totally get that. Yeah. Like growing up, my own physicality was different, but I thought it was all normal. It just rolled into each other, everything else as it normally did. How does it all affect you now during your life with little things now and heading off into university and stuff like that?
Doesn't fit me at all. I'd say I acknowledge that it's there, but it doesn't affect me at all, no.
And I think this is such an important discussion. We in the intersex community and those more broadly with naturally occurring variations in sex characteristics, we talk about that we have innate variations that we try to steer clear from language such as conditions and diagnosis. But the reality is that we often learn that we're intersex through the medical space. And therefore, there's a lot of attention on the medicalization of this aspect of our lives. And it is so wonderful and warming to hear a 19-year-old person with a variation saying, it does not affect my life. And in a way, I think what that's also saying, Leo, is that it doesn't define you. You are who you are among your friends, your family, your siblings, your finished high school, and congratulations on that, on finishing year 12 last year, that you're going off to study cooking at the William Angliss Institute of Hospitality, and which, by the way, many, and I think you can you've done some cooking in your time there. And
yeah, but I didn't study. So how is going with William Angliss?
William Angliss is really good.
Yep.
It's really good. It's very supportive, just to every student. It's just a really good thing. I think I'm finding a lot of my people there, if that makes any sense.
Makes absolute a whole lot of sense. And what is your favourite cuisine to cook at the moment?
Italian. Definitely Italian.
Well, see, somebody's just about to become my very best friend. Me and pasta, we go together like horse and carriage. What is your... do you get to choose what cuisine you're going to cook? I'm going to borrow your teeth now, Susan. Do you get to choose what cuisine you get to focus on, or...?
But it is is William Angliss Institute still located kind of at like near was it King Street? I'm trying to think. Yeah, Latrobe. That area, Latrobe and King, not far from Lygon Street, which of course is the traditional Italian area of Melbourne. So you're in pretty good location there.
Leo, how are all the your other students that you work alongside with? How are they incorporating themselves in your life?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Sorry, it was an off the cuff question that wasn't written down.
Jason didn't know how to ask it, but that's okay too. I think the main thing is that we're just wanting to. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to ask a question about support. We've talked a lot about support on this program over the weeks with Intersex Peer Support Australia, and we've covered it a little bit here. But just for you as an individual, Leo, I imagine you get a lot of support from friends and family and things like that. And how important has support been for you over the years?
It's been very important. There was a period of time when I was moving over to a new school. Well, that was after grade 3. Obviously, new school. Everyone is new. I need a lot of support. So with my parents, they were very helpful with just that transition to the new school. So,
yeah, it is in all aspects of our lives, support is very, very important. And if there is anything that we tonight have talked about that has triggered or brought up anything for you, then you can go to www.joy.org.au/support, where also the contact details for Intersex Peer Support Australia is also waiting for you. So I support at, what is a little jazz? I can never remember it. I should know.
It's joy.org.au/support.
And you'll see that there. And you can also email me, paul@isupport.org.au. We are starting to claw closer to the end of the program. It has been an absolutely wonderful program. We would like, obviously, to very much thank the guests that we've had in the studio today for coming in all the way from the gloriously aroma-smelling, bicky-baking southeastern suburbs of Melbourne. We've had Susanna and Rick and also Leo. Thank you very, very much for joining us in the studio. Is there anything? Oh, my gosh, did we just get a message? Oh,
yes, from my friend Ash, who I did the show with. I did the Joy. What do you call it? Joy. What did I do?
What did you do? Oh, you mean the training?
That's the one.
Oh God, I'm
in trouble. That was a tortellini awesome pun. Apparently,
You regret?
My friend Ash gave that to you, Leo. You can have that. Did you know there is an Italian restaurant called Leo's?
Oh, there is. Very famous, yes.
I can't remember. I think it's in Adelaide.
Right here in St Kilda, in
Fitzroy Street.
Yeah.
Been here for decades, hasn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's been here for a while. But
I would have thought.
Maybe you'll get a job there one day.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And in fact, Ash said, that was a tortellini awesome pun. Do you regret asking me to text in, little Jace? I used to love going to William Angliss to get lunch when I worked in the city. So there you go. You might be cooking up some of those gems for Ash.
Maybe.
How did I not know that you can cook me lunch?
Yes.
Right, well, I know what I'm doing next Monday.
Yes.
We could go there and do the next show, organise that, go up there. Leo can cook us dinner.
We arguably could, except that I'll be on a plane to Canberra, which is where we're broadcast. Well, I'm broadcasting my part of the show, and I'll be ringing in. But
that's a good segue.
Just before we do finish up, do have a look at our socials. We do have one podcast already available from the first show that we've played, and I'm sure there will be many, many more to come very, very soon.
Now, Lee, I've got to ask you a question. If you had a mixtape, what's one of the songs that'd be on it?
Well, it's this funny little disco song with a saxophone and a very catchy beat.
Huh. What's it called?
It's called Disco Cone.
Disco Cone.
Well, it is funny. You should say that. All right, next program next week, I will be ringing in from Canberra, where I will be at the Health Indifference LGBTIQA+ conference. We will talk about health and everything intersects in that respect. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, everyone, for texting in. And thank you for the wonderful songs and inspiration. Until next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The I and Us with your intersex hosts, Paul and Little Jace. To find out more about the show, listen to the podcast and follow our socials, head to joy.org.au/The I and Us. And don't forget to tune in next Wednesday evening between 7 and 8 p.m. when Paul and Little Jace once again bring intersex voices, news and stories to the Joy airwaves. The I and Us, about the intersex community, by the intersex community, for all of us.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.